In Victoria, fresh debate has erupted over the state's controversial plan to triple its prescribed burning target. It's based on a recommendation from the Black Saturday Royal Commission. The state government is ramping up to a target of 390,000 hectares to be burnt in an effort to reduce fuels in the forest and limit the intensity of bushfires. But several scientists have told RN's background briefing the target may not be providing the protection from bushfires that was intended by the Royal Commission, as Rachel Carbonell reports.
Victoria's prescribed burning target is 5% of its 7.7 million hectare public land estate. That works out as nearly 400,000 hectares and equates to triple the previous prescribed burning program.
They can stay and I'll get you to light up around the bottom.
The target is one of the 67 recommendations handed down by the Victorian Bushfires Royal Commission, which followed Black Saturday. Its report said Victoria's record on fuel reduction burning was inadequate and needed to be boosted to better reduce the size and intensity of bushfires. But some scientists say the target may not be working as it was intended. Head of zoology at La Trobe University, Michael Clark, was on the Royal Commission's expert panel on fuel reduction. He says the pressure to meet such a big target means in many cases big areas of bush far away from people are being burnt ahead of areas close to people where it has the greatest effect.
My observation is there's strong pressure on the Department of Sustainability and Environment to meet the 5% target, which equates to something like 390,000 hectares. I think that's incredibly hard for them. I don't think they're adequately resourced to do that, and I think it creates a false impression of security in the public's mind. It's very tricky to conduct safe prescribed burning in populated areas, but that was the thrust of the Royal Commission's recommendations, that we mustn't avoid that just because it's hard. And that's my primary concern at the simplistic application of a 5% target, that we can burn where it's easy and cheap, East Gippsland, the Mallee, northeastern Victoria, without achieving the risk reduction that the Royal Commission was pushing for.
He's not only worried that it's giving a false sense of security, but that it's potentially doing damage to Victorian ecologies.
I guess it's pushing landscapes or habitats down trajectories from which they may not recover. So there will still be bush there, but we may have changed it in ways that are irreversible.
Richard Goonan lost his house in Bendigo in the Black Saturday bushfires.
My partner and I were very lucky to escape our fire, as it was engulfed in fire. And like many people on that day, I'll be honest and say that we weren't prepared enough. But I don't look back and blame the forest for what happened.
Richard Goonan has a degree in ecology and is a member of the local Field Naturalists Club. He's concerned prescribed burning may be causing local extinctions of plant species in the box ironbark forest around Bendigo, and that burning in some areas has increased the fire risk by promoting regrowth of far more flammable vegetation.
In this case, the grassy species that were formerly here, that provided a low fuel quantity, have been replaced, and now we have a dense cover of a fire hazardous elevated fuel.
Associate Professor Kevin Tolhurst from Melbourne University concedes there may be some unintended consequences of the target, but says too much natural fire has been removed from the landscape, and more burning is necessary both for human safety and biodiversity.
The people who often have the problem with the 5%, if you like, they want every hectare to have the same type of biodiversity on it. So they're looking at too small a scale to really evaluate what the impact is occurring.
Peter Attiwill is an ecologist and principal fellow in botany at Melbourne University. He too says more prescribed burning is needed in Victoria.
The climate's getting warmer. We're going to have more droughts, presumably. I'm a firm believer that we're contributing, that people are contributing to climate change. It's going to continue. We can't wait. We can't muck around while the ecologists do all their careful biodiversity studies and make plans. We've got to start now and reduce fuel loads because it's the only thing we can do to stop fires or to reduce the impact of fires.
The government says biodiversity is protected under the current strategy and the target is well-founded.
Well, the Commission went through this painstakingly. I mean, they called evidence from anybody and everybody. And before that, we had a very protracted and extensive all-party consideration of this by our Environment and Natural Resources Committee, who also reported on it. And you get to the point where, I mean, how often do you have to report before there is a fundamental understanding that this work needs be done and ought to be done on a responsible basis? The recommendation's been made and we have accepted it and we are going to implement it.
That's Peter Ryan, Victoria's Minister for Bushfire Response, ending that report from Rachel Carbonell. And more from Rachel on Background Briefing this Sunday morning, straight after the 8 o'clock news here on RN.